Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Erotic host for the next 2 hours. Welcome to Big Titty Tuesday, November 27th, 2012. How am I sounding out there, everybody? Check 1, 2. Is this thing on? I'm not muted, am I? Okay. Oh, so, Big Titty Tuesday, if you'd like to call in, and, oh, shut up, Blitzy, you can't, and Nyan Wall, you guys can't pull that one on me. Quick question? Go ahead, Blitzy, quick question, go ahead. Is that what QQ means? I don't even know what QQ. There's so many goddamn freaking. What does QQ stand for? I interpreted that as quick question. Does anybody have any quick questions? Saucy Nuts says, I'm going to set a record for jacking off during tonight's show. Got it. Anyway, I'm I want to give a big ups to my early chat room chit chatters. I'm talking about Assert MacFags. Assert, I was really disappointed. You were going to do a sex show. And apparently, tell the people how I helped Russell League hack Crappy Airbags Twitter. I was really interested in that, how that happened. Yeah, Nikki Smokes a Lot says she's a sex show tease. You're right. Assert is such a tease. So not fair. She gets you all excited about, oh, hey, everybody, I'm going to do a sex show. Yeah, I'm just going to let go talk about sex. Last minute. Psych. Randy Clements in the His House. Randy Clements in His House. He probably is. Randy Clements says, I had a pair of good shows. I may stay around for here for a while. Cool, man. You know, I apologize. I haven't checked out your show yet, Randy. You're more than welcome to call in and promote it and let me know when it's on. I definitely want to try to catch it one of these times. But, yeah. So what's going on, guys? What's new? What'd I miss? I didn't even get finished with the list of chit-chatters. I started off with Assert and left off there. Okay. Assert, I can't talk. I just can't talk. You're right, Randy. People do want to hear about big titties. And we will discuss titties all night if we have to. Assert, I do not have a crush on you. You're way too young for me. What are you, like 20? I could be your dad. Let's see who else we have on here. We got Blackberry Kush, Blitzy. Sephers? Is that how you say that? Sephers? You people have to help me out here with the phonetic spellings because I am notorious for fucking up people's names royally. Danny Dantalion. Danny Dantalion. I know that's not how I'm supposed to say it, but I'm just going to say Danny. Hey, Danny. Hammurabi's Code. I Eat Cake, Melissa 13. Hello, Melissa 13. Nikki Smokes a Lot. Hello, Nikki Smokes a Lot. Nyan Wall. Did I get that right? Nyan Wall? Or is it Naya N. Wall? Whatever. Randy Clements. Sadistic Killer. Saucy Nuts. Spyco Vert. And Stabby McHugs. And welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining me here. If you have big boobies, please call in. You can call in if you have small boobies, too. It don't really matter. But we can talk about boobies or whatever else is on your mind. Boobies are on my mind a lot, I have to say. Hey, Assert, medium's not fine, not bad. Oh, that's a good handful, 34C. Yeah, that's you're doing good. You're doing okay, MacFags. You got it. Yeah, that's a nice, healthy handful. Nothing wrong with that. I even like little itty-bitty titties, too. Like, you know, as long as they're proportional. What kind of freaks me out is when you get these really, you know, these really big girls, and they don't have tits that are proportional to their bigness. That kind of freaks me out. You know? Oh, God, Nikki smokes a lot. That's sick. 36 double Ds. 36 double Ds. Fuck. All right. I think I might have to take a FAP break. First FAP break of the night. Nikki, could you please forward me pics of those 36 double Ds? And so I have some accurate fapping material. I want to know what I'm, because I'm fapping to your boobies, and I want to make sure I have the right visual. And yeah, so that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna fap. I'm gonna let one out of the chamber, as it were, and screen some calls. I have a few callers on the line, and then I will be right back. Let's see. I want to play a song. What should I play? Have I played this one lately? I don't know. I don't care. This is Gogo Bordello. It's called Think Locally, Fuck Globally. I'll be right back.
That's all what I'll ask. Think law, college. And follow my dad. Fuck law, spotly. Now that it's rockin', so I don't touch your soul. I call a man there, make law college.
God damn it, I was fucking muted.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hammurabi's Code, I'm going to mute you in the chat room for spamming that your tiny chat link. Okay? We got it, all right? You don't have to put it up there 50 times, okay?
Oh, you figure I'm unmuted now.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
you're unmuted
cool.
Now.
So am I just stuck in chat mode?
You are muted in the chat room and unmuted on the air.
Well, no, I totally have this figured out. I'm just wondering how long I'm in chat mode for.
Oh, that's 2 minutes. You get 2 minutes for spamming.
All right, I'll be back at it in 2 minutes.
All right, you'll probably
I'm kidding.
You'll probably get another 2 minute penalty. I'm just saying.
Okay, what if everybody else does it? Does that equate to a two minute penalty?
That locks down the entire chat room. I go in total. It's.
What do you have against the Russell League,
chat,
Vince? I thought you were one of us.
Chat room martial law will be instituted. What do you mean? I have nothing against the Russell League. I love the Russell League. I was hanging out in the Russell League goddamn IRC today.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I kept going back and forth with you in DMs to try to explain you can't log in as our bot.
Oh, that was you?
No, of course it wasn't me.
No, I was having...
Ronald Langford holds the key to everything. And Schmoop, too.
Yeah. No, well, whatever. I eventually made it in and had a great time. I don't know.
Saucy Nuts, you're a faggot. Sorry, Vince. I had to deal with Saucy Nuts real quick.
No problem. Hey, do what you got to do. All right. Speaking of Wrestle League, we also have Schmoop on the line. Schmoop, what's going on, dude?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Oh, it's going all right. I just got to. Oh, hang on a second. I got to put. I think I'm going to put Danny on timeout. 2 minutes. Danny, 2 minutes for extra big texts and also partial spamming or scrolling, as it were.
Oh, man. Yeah, anyway.
So what's up, Schmoop?
Not much, just in my room right now. But I was actually on Twitter earlier making fun of people who got raped because, you know, rape is actually hilarious. And
what kind of rape are you talking about? You're talking about rape or legitimate rape?
Just any kind of rape, really.
There's two different kinds. There's legitimate rape, and then there's rape.
Well, whatever rape that happened to Ellery Minton, whatever rape that happened to her, I mean, because that was funny. I mean, that was comedy gold. I mean,
well, it depends. If it was legitimate rape, it might not be funny, but if it's rape, then it could be funny.
Well, here's what happened, actually. I got the full story here. Viz, my good buddy Viz, walked into the room and just went to town with that. I mean, literally, he went to town with that so bad, that bitch bled. He just walked out like a boss. But that's why she's mad, is because she didn't get...
Okay, hold on a second. Wait, let me stop you for a second. When did this happen, exactly?
Oh man, there's no date, but I mean that's just
no
what
date.
I got here.
No date. Come on, that should be the first. That should be the first order of business. When the fuck did this happen exactly?
October 5th.
What year?
Exactly. What year, Vince? See, the problem is that chick.
Hello?
Hammurabi, we lost you. I think you muted yourself again, dude.
But, yeah, anyway, it was in 2012. I don't know the exact month. But, yeah, I mean, that's just the information
it was
about
this year.
It.
So you're telling me it was about less than 2 months ago.
Yes, that's correct. And Viz completely just went to town with that. I mean, he destroyed that
your
so bad.
Your shit's going bonkers.
Who,
what?
Me? My shit? What are you talking about? Your shit. I'm
sorry, never mind. It was Danny playing this shit over his speakers in fucking tiny chat. So I was getting it twice, like 5 seconds
yeah.
apart.
See, there you go. You isolated the problem. You troubleshooted. You found it. You went through the chain of you just followed the audio signal and you found it.
Actually, my Russell whistle went off. Everybody's got one in Russell League.
Oh, yeah, that is true. I personally give everybody a Russell whistle. Anyways, like I was saying about the raid thing, yeah. I mean, Viz told me about it. At first, I was a little bit mad. But then I'm like, Viz, don't worry about it. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to make you the master rapist in Russell League. And not only that, we're going to make you the destroyer of vaginas in Russell League. That's a very special title that only a few people have in Russell League. I myself am one of them. But so is Viz now, because he just completely destroyed that bitch. I mean, literally, like you could throw a football in there now and make an echo. You know what I'm saying, Vince?
I'm picking up what you're putting down for show.
Right,
like,
and
this,
then here's,
like this for show. I saw you guys doxed Oak for show. What was
well,
that?
Here's the thing. And this is going to be pretty funny. I know Ma's probably going to sit there and probably shit her pants. We weren't actually looking at dox Oak for a show. We were actually looking to dox the guy who was going to Gaza. The guy was like, oh, my God, give me money to go to Gaza. You know, because that guy's kind of annoying as hell. What's his name? Willie For Real or something. So we got the wrong guy. And Spencer, listen, if you're listening, I do apologize. I know you don't like feminazis. I know you do your own thing. I do apologize for that. That was completely my fault. That was my buddy's fault. And I do apologize. You don't need to be dragged into this mess. But, you know, as far as a roaming radical, you know, who's somebody who clearly lost his nuts, and for the bitch who got raped because it was funny, too bad. Seriously, just too bad. But another thing that happened here was that for some odd reason, Anadiops, you know, the great leader of Anonymous, I mean, I guess after, you know, just ass-raped Jackal, he took over leadership.
Wait a second. Hang on. As I know it, there's three top Twitter accounts for Anons. It's Anonymous, IRC,
right,
Anoniops, and then you're Anon News.
Right, and did you know, I'm going to tell you a certain fact about all those three accounts. Did you know that the people who run those accounts are actually all virgins and don't know the first idea of hacking?
In other words, they're feds.
Sort of like that, yeah. But, I mean, they always come to me for hacking tips because, you know, they know that I'm better than them, you know, because when I go on Analog, so like, oh, man, it's King Schmoop. How are you, King Schmoop? And I just say, hey, guys, how are you? And they always ask me to do things, and I'm just like, guys, I'm too tired today. And all I want to do is just ruffle some jimmies. And you know, this guy in on the odds, he got mad. I don't know why he got so mad. All I was doing was making fun of some bitch who got raped. And, I mean, rape is kind of hilarious. Then, I mean, all
wait,
of a sudden.
Rape or legitimate rape?
Rape.
Okay. Now, for our listeners, I want to clarify. Over the summer, we learned that there are two different definitions of rape. There's legitimate rape and rape. And Todd Akin is the one that brought us that concept. And if you haven't heard, here's a quick, brief synopsis. This is Todd Akin talking about legitimate rape.
From what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. You know, I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be in the rapist.
So, you see, if you get legitimately raped, the female will not get pregnant, is what he's saying.
Oh, okay. So in that case, that might have been legitimate rape. And I'll have to check that.
But she was legitimately raped because she didn't get preggers. Or, yeah, I mean, it's been 2 months. She would know, right?
But I mean, back to what I was saying, though, Vince. That bitch got wrecked, seriously. That bitch's vagina can't be used anymore. I think that's why Roaming Radical is so mad, a.k.a. Nicholas, I can't pronounce his Jewish last name. That's why he got so mad, is because, seriously, Vince just destroyed that with his, like, 12-inch... whatever kind of penis he has. I mean,
to go into graphic detail. We get it.
Right. Anyways, Joanne on News decided to tweet me saying, we're going to get this guy suspended and we're going to hack this guy. We are Legion. And so I'm sitting here. I'm waiting. I've been calling out Joanne on News. I've been calling out the whole Anonymous for, how long here? A few months? And I'm sitting here now, and I'm like, this is the best you guys can do? I mean, it's I put my dick in a hive, and they're not doing anything. Why?
Hannibal hasn't gotten involved yet. Otherwise, he fucked you tight.
You know what, Meeps? Meeps actually made a good comment there. Meeps was saying that technically it's not rape if at the end you yell.
Surprise, nigga! You make a good point, Vince.
As long as after you're done with the deed, you say,
surprise, nigga!
But what I do imagine is that, you know, that I do imagine Anonymous to be this. The Anons who are like, we're going to get this motherfucker suspended, this guy. We're going to show him that we are Legion and hack him and all this shit. I think they're a little bit mad that Hack the Planet spins circles around them, first of all. And second, they must be doing this because, you know, they're compensating for the fact they're a bunch of socially awkward jackasses who, are sitting on the computer and saying, we are Legion. I mean, if you go into a club and scream, we are Legion, are you really expecting to get any pussy whatsoever?
No. People would probably look at me like a jackass.
Right. I mean, this is why these people are doing it.
They probably think I was homeless and delusional. Like a transient of some sort.
Right, like Commander X.
Perhaps.
The whole thing is pretty fishy, if you ask me. I mean, she managed to just simply cut off the date that she got raped and hasn't reposted a full photo showing the date of the quote-unquote encounter. I mean, come on. And now I'm seeing her name is Daisy Bustos, and it's not Dell. I don't know about that either, Vince. A lot of questions out there that need to be answered before anybody can really come to judgment on this one.
Right.
Not only that, I've known chicks who were raped, and you don't go to the hospital and get a rape kit done and then, like, not press charges. The chicks who, for whatever reason, choose not to, just don't say shit, like, to anybody for a really, really long time. They don't wait, like, a month and then post shit on Twitter. It's just one of those things, I guess.
Yeah, we got some callers I want to squeeze on here. Hang on a second. let's see. Right now I have Lawrence Taylor on the line. Hey, Lawrence Taylor. One question for you. You're welcome to hang out. I got more callers. I think I might have Tyrone on the line. I'm not sure. I want to check. But I want to give respect to LT. Hey, LT, how do you feel about rape?
I don't get down like that.
Okay. Just checking. All right. Caller, unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yo, what up, Vince? It's Tyrone.
Ah, there he is, Tyrone. Tyrone, what's going on?
Not much, man. It is craziness. Basically, Anonymous is played out, man. It's played out. It ain't 2010, 2011 no more. It's old news, man. They ain't going to do nothing. They all bark, no bite. You know what I'm saying? Hello?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah. But check this out, though, Vince. This is crazy, though. I was just looking at the Twitter, and I seen something. This girl done went and posted a suicide note on Twitter about 2 hours ago.
Oh, God. I hate these stories.
No, she just posted the suicide note 2 hours ago, though. And in the chat room, the Twitter account is in the chat room right now. Oh, yeah, she posted it on Twitter. And her last tweet was 2 hours ago.
I don't believe it.
No, it's right there. I mean, you can see it.
Lol, S-H-I-T.
Charlie doesn't think you're...
Okay, he ain't got to believe me.
Charlie doesn't
look
believe
at the Twitter. Danny doesn't post it to Twitter in the chat room.
Hey, Charlie, he wants you to check Twitter.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Yeah, see, he's not even going to bother with that bullshit.
I'm serious, though. Okay. But the girl, she wrote it on a piece of paper and took a picture of it. I can read it to you if you want me to, but you can just look at it.
I saw it. You know what? The date is cut off, though. I was curious, when did this happen? Are you sure this happened 2 hours ago? No,
look at the time on the Twitter. Do you even know?
Oh, my God.
He's not even looking at the same thing. He wasn't even listening that you changed fucking topics.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what are you talking about? I wasn't paying attention to topic change, or he wasn't?
You! He changed the topic and posted a link to some random chick's Twitter. And that's what he's talking about. This chick's talking about killing herself.
Let me see this.
Wow. Whoa. You on another level, Vince.
Yeah, you are kind of on another level there.
What are we talking about here? Why don't you
Vince done lost track of his own show.
Well, anyway, Vince, what was I going to say before I was, you were taking more callers here? I'm actually going to be a little bit serious here for a minute. This chick who said that she got raped, I mean, that's like crying wolf. I mean, okay, if she got raped, I'd believe her if there was a legal case, you know, but there's no legal case. It's like saying a guy got robbed, but he comes on Twitter and he says he got robbed. Who the fuck's going to believe him, dude? I mean, like, unless, like, there's a legal case, it's believable. I mean, it's like saying, somebody broke my arm, guys, and posts on Twitter. But, you know, he doesn't show anything to prove that his arm is broken. There's absolutely nothing to prove. He just posts on Twitter. So how can anybody believe that she was actually raped? Instead of just, you know, she's butthurt at Viz, and she's like, oh, this motherfucker didn't call back, and my boyfriend Nick can't give me any sex. That motherfucker raped me. Like, I mean, her being a bitch is incredible. I'm sorry.
But Hatchbill bring up a good point, though. What do you think is funnier, though? Do you think suicide funnier, or do you think rape is funnier? Because that's a good question. That's a hard question.
They're both absolutely hilarious. I think that if someone gets raped and they kill themselves afterwards, that's the best right there.
That would be the ultimate. That would be some funny shit.
Oh, that is true. That is true. Also, to a certain person, I was reading the chat logs yesterday. Mary Mad. I don't know if you're listening right now. But,
oh, she's a tranny.
Right, Mary Mad.
She's
I don't know.
She's not a tranny.
But if you are, if you don't like my rape jokes, you're more than welcome to hit the power button on your internet because it's there. If you don't want to listen, you're more than welcome to get the fuck out.
Or she could just block you on Twitter. I mean, it's not a big deal.
That too.
I get blocked all the time, dude. It's not personal. It's just whatever.
So do I. And once somebody does, I'm like, oh, okay, you want the next guy. It does not bother me.
Yeah, rule 14. Let's take a call, shall we? Who's this caller? You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, is that Asshurt MacMax?
It is.
Welcome to the show, darling. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fantastic as usual. Come on, I have speakerphone on. Yeah, I'm doing great. What's happening in here?
We're not
talking about tits. We're talking about rape and suicide.
Yeah, it's kind of gotten off track from tits. If you could try to veer us back into booby territory.
Yeah,
I
would like to talk about tits.
What are you as a woman, who on the planet, whose tits on the planet do you envy the most?
Oh, God. That's a good question.
Shadow DXL?
Huh?
Shadow DXL?
No, that's who I've been. That's who
Shadow? That's a given, is what I mean. Probably. God, what's that one chick's name? I forget her name, but she's hot.
Ashley Judd? Nice.
No, I've never
Pam
seen her.
Pam Grier? Clip. Pam Grier?
No, she's like a model. Like
Sabu.
Sabu? No, she's a model and she's like recently famous.
Christie Brinkley?
No. You dumbass.
Cindy Crawford.
Rose Davis?
No, she's like
Giselle. That chick Giselle.
No.
Amy Einstein.
Jesus Christ, I'm running out of models here.
Daisy Dowell, a.k.a. Ellery Mitten.
Oh, never mind. Gosh.
What's IMDb at?
All I know is that she's got really big tits.
Derek Jeter.
Huh. Hey, Schmoop, what woman has your favorite tits on the entire planet that you've seen?
Well, that's kind of a hard one because I'm not really into tits too much more than I am into ass. I mean,
oh, you're more of an ass guy. Yeah, I'll have to do an ass show.
Yeah, I mean that works too. But like I said, I mean a girl can be flat. I don't care. I mean as long as she's got a nice fucking ass, that's all I need. I'm completely fine with that.
As long as it's a nice ass, huh?
So with that in mind, who's okay? Then since you're an ass man, fine, we'll go there. What's your favorite? Who's got your favorite ass on the planet?
Sarah Nicole Cook.
come on! Let's be serious. All right.
What did he just say?
That's hard, dude. That's kind of hard, Vince. You got to get back to me on that one, dude. That's kind of hard. There's too many voices for that one.
Okay. Let's see. Who else do we have on the panel here? Hey, I'm Robbie. We'll get you, ladies. Oh, fine. Absolutely.
I'm a tit guy.
You're
even
a tit guy,
asking me.
Hey,
I mean,
Robbie, who's got your favorite pair of tits on this planet?
That's a tough one. Are we going just like porn stars and shit?
No, it could be a porn star. It could be an actress. It could be your next door neighbor. It could be anybody. Don't matter. Best
that's a tough one. Even Naughty's got some pretty nice tits. Brie Olsen's got some pretty nice tits.
Yeah, those are
real
too.
Can't believe Charlie Sheen got to get in that.
She's a naughty girl. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but I guarantee you she was taking anal from like a 70-year-old dude.
I had to stop following her on Twitter because she just, I mean, she basically, she goes to strip clubs and whatever town she's in, after she's done stripping, she's like, all right, who wants to fuck? You know, DM me and, you know, whoever's.
Wait, Brie Olsen does that?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Oh, she probably. Well,
she's
probably,
a whore.
You know what? Probably by now she doesn't. But when I used to follow her on Twitter, she did. Hell yeah. She's like, I'm in St. Louis tonight. Who wants to fuck?
That's awesome.
I was just like, fuck, I wish I was in St. Louis.
Oh, I guarantee she got paid for that shit, too. Like, how crazy would it be to just be like,
Rob,
who wants to fuck and then
person.
Make thousands of dollars a night?
She's a goddamn professional. She should be paid.
I agree.
Like it'd be an insult. It'd be like if you're you're a guitarist and you
it's
played
a down economy.
And you played a whole show for me and I didn't like put something in your tip jar. It would just be kind of like you know, douchey.
It'd be an insult.
Yeah.
It's a down economy. I hope she's got, you know,
all the more reason to
get raised.
Come on, we're you know, like Obama said, everybody, we got to be fair. Everything's got to be even, equal, even though it isn't. But you know, let's pretend like it is.
I am going to go ahead and propose that we should start a prostitute union. I mean,
I don't get down like that.
LT is
sex
not
a union.
LT
absolutely
is not down with that. So Hammurabi, come on, just give me somebody's pair of tits that you like that's out there.
I did. I told you, even Naughty's got some real nice tits.
Oh yeah.
Jasmine
okay.
Black's got some real nice tits. Gianna Michaels got some real nice tits.
Gianna Michaels, oh my god, yes. Definitely in the top five.
Brandi Taylor has some really nice tits.
Well, they're both in my slideshow right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm just looking at it. I'm like, porn star, fat chick, porn star.
That great one is
porn star.
Abby Brooks. Abby Brooks has got a nice pair of natural double D's, I believe.
Fuck double D's,
like
man. I'm talking about the
ain't
getting
no pussy.
Sarah Stone's
and
got some nice. I'm sorry, Tyrone. Who are some of your favorites?
I'm just saying, y'all sound like some niggas that ain't never been laid before. Sitting here talking about tits and ass, nonstop.
All you do is sit around the house and smoke crack and drink 40 ounce. What the fuck would you know about tits or ass, dude? Come on.
Shit. I tell you right now, though, I like them big ass Amazon women, though.
You like the big booty hoes?
Hell yeah.
I mean, Tyrone is into those big booty hoes. I mean, like, they got to look like that, like 300-pound gorillas in order for Tyrone to even, like, get here.
You already know. He already know what's up, though. See, but I get down like that,
spicy Nuts is into Ice T's chick. What's her name? Coco? Isn't she, like, 100% plastic at this point?
She's gross.
Yeah. I agree. Let's bring on another. Who's this? Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Who it is?
Who that? Who are you?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Shit.
Hey, this is Diego.
Diego!
Baby. Hey.
Hey, everybody, it's Diego. Diego, I think, you know, if you stick around, Diego, you might, I think I might adopt you as my new cabana boy.
Can you adopt me as your slave?
Well, I mean, basically, that's what it is. But
I want to suck your dick, okay? You never let me suck your dick. What the fuck is that? Like,
you're not officially my cabana boy yet, so we'll have to...
I'll be your cabana banana boy, okay?
Hey, Diego, were you the one in a wrestling cat?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, what's the topic? What's the question?
Oh, the topic is
boobs.
Is big tits.
Oh,
who's
boobs. You know that fat man down the street? I love his boobs.
Yeah.
His boobs are like so meaty and fresh. You know, I feel like if I were to suck on them, butter would come out.
Mm.
Wow. That's a whole fetish video genre, you know.
Oh, they're so sweet. It's like,
I don't get down like that.
It's like I could
just
ask you to butter out, and then I could just put it on my bread, you know?
Vince, you one of them dudes that like the pregnant women?
I don't
no.
like women. That's
no.
disgusting.
No, not,
vagina's
not
gross. I like this.
No, I mean, if it was my wife, you know, or whatever.
You have a
you
wife?
Know.
I thought you were gay.
Well, you know, because of the nature of my business, I have to appear outwardly straight. It's just kind of how things work here in California.
Oh, because you're on the radio, you got to act like you're straight.
Exactly. Thank you, Tyrone.
What is your business?
What's my business?
No, I'm talking to Vince. Like, what do you do for a living besides be a fucking internet radio host?
I do video and audio production work.
So you have to be
can
hourly
you produce
straight?
My porn?
Too long didn't read. He's a cable guy.
Diego, we're gonna do some productions. On our
we should do some of us. I can bend over and like five guys fuck me all at once. I need to sing you a song. I made it during Spanish class junior year.
Damn, Diego.
Take it away, Diego. Go for it.
Okay. There's like a remake of that one guy, you know, that Asian guy with a piano that falls on some bitch, and I don't remember how it goes. Okay, so I think it goes like this. Okay, let me get it started. I wanna be a stripper so fucking bad. fuck, how does it go again? Having eight guys fuck me all at once. I wanna be on the cover of Playboy magazine. Having all the wait. I forgot how
this
goes.
This is a train wreck.
This was like 3 years ago.
No, I get the gist
had
of
it. Had it on my computer.
I get the gist of it. Yeah, that's
yeah,
magical.
Yeah, I just yeah.
Yeah,
that's
I need eight dicks in my ass all at once, you know, and I can have a couple more in my mouth and each in one hand, you know, some in my neck and some like
right,
you know, all
up
in my fingers and hoes.
Oh, a lot more aggressive than my last Cabana boy. I'm starting to get worried here. I think you might be a little bit too on the dominant side.
I'm not a dominant. I can.
I don't know.
Be a submissive. I don't fuck. I get fucked. Okay. I like that dick in my ass and my mouth.
Shit. There you go, though. Forget the banana boy shit. Listen, I'm gonna put you to work for me, though. I'm gonna have you out there and get me that money.
Can you be my pimp?
Hell yeah, though.
You should sell me. Oh my God, there's a street here called Yahomie that it sounds really ghetto, so I want to be on that street.
Yeah, I'll put you out there.
Alright.
Put you on the set, nigga.
How much are you gonna sell me for?
Shit, you gonna go buy for about $250.
Nah, nigga, we don't need that money. We need 40 ounce, nigga.
Yo.
Oh my God, I need a 40 ounce too, but I don't like beer. I like vodka.
Hey,
yo,
like just for those that are listening right now, I hung out in the Russell League chat room earlier today, and what you're experiencing now is essentially the audio version of that. Right? Go ahead.
Pretty
continue.
Much.
You, nigga.
Yes,
LOL.
LOL.
Nigga, you need to calm down, nigga.
Who?
BRB.
BRB.
Don't you BRB me, boy.
AFK. AFK.
No one says that shit.
Nigger's tongue my anus.
Mine too.
That's racist, though.
How is the word niggas racist?
I'm a middle-aged...
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge, because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
That was the Illuminati. That was the Illuminati, who, of course, you know, Anonymous are affiliated with. So that was a message for Schmoop.
Here.
That was a message for Schmoop from the Illuminati.
So crappy
airbags got hacked.
I think they're the Hive is. I think you actually wrestled the Hive a little bit tonight, Schmoop. I saw some of your tweets.
Yeah, and I mean, what was funny was that I mean, like they acted as this big fucking Hive group and they didn't do shit. It's like, and I was just like sitting there, like seriously, like that's the best you got. I'm not suspended. You guys didn't hack anything. Like,
I mean, did
out.
You really think they was gonna do anything though? I mean, did you really think?
They're pretty powerless these days.
What have they been powerful though? Really, like all they do is like, oh my God, the government's pissing me off. Hit NYC.
I mean, there was a time when Anonymous was like doing decent shit, but.
Oh, you mean when they were the internet hate machine and not a bunch of fucking moral fags? Yeah, that's when it was.
I'm a fag.
Pretty much.
Because I got swag. Secretly, we are gay.
Oh, yeah. Yo,
wait,
but me and Tyrone are about to put you on the set, nigga. Yo, Tyrone, how much 40 ounce could we get for this nigga?
We get a bunch for him, though.
How much?
We get a bunch, I know that.
Like 40 ounce and shit?
Shit, probably.
40 ounces of
yeah.
cum?
Nah, nigga. We need about 40 ounces of that old English, nigga.
Yo.
Damn, nigga.
High five!
I think I just sat on something dick-like.
Well, there's some sort of phallic object has made it way up, its way up your asshole. How convenient for you.
No, you got a couple
of feet. Shit, let me take it
out. Is it tickling your rectum?
He sat on Jen and Nick's broom.
Oh, shit.
Hang on a second. I'm getting into it with Diego here. How does it feel?
Ooh, nigga, he's getting into it with me. I think he wants to suck his dick in my mouth.
we'll do that. We'll do that in the green. We'll do that shit in the green room. But I just want to.
We'll do it in the back room when you're off the air.
Vince, this is a new side of you.
Yeah, yeah, Vince showing his true rainbow color.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Every time somebody sees me, a rainbow flashes back at them with unicorns.
What are you guys talking about?
I didn't know you were going that way.
You got that dick in your nose, nigga.
Oh my God.
I'll put it in your ear. I'll put it in your eye socket. I don't care. I'll put it in your left nostril.
Oh,
shit,
nigga.
Wherever you want it.
You need to cut me with a knife, and we'll make a custom hole, and you can stick it in there.
You understand that, for you to fit something in a nose or an ear, I mean,
it's got to be a
Jesus Christ.
It's got to be small.
Oh, he must have put small one then, huh?
I would just like to state that I
I'm a shower, not a grower.
Shower, not a grower? So you show it, you don't get hard? Did you get shot in the body?
It shrivels up when I get excited.
What?
Are you excited right now?
Totally.
He's totally excited. He likes my sexual fantasies.
I know he does.
I really want to be a blumpkin, Vincent.
Do you know who Ambassador Raw Langford is on the line?
I want to inhale the incense of your shit while I blow on you.
Oh my God! I can't take this anymore. I can't take this anymore. We're gonna have to take another call here. Go ahead, caller.
No.
Somebody's like trying to fucking sound dial into my shit.
Caller.
Yeah, late night radio. You got people calling in trying to, I don't know, what the hell that was. The second time that dude called in. Let's try this number. Jesus Christ. What is that?
Vince, it seems like you have some problems with your phones. What's going on, man?
Understand. That was a call that just called in.
Yeah, I thought you were a cable guy. You should have this shit worked out pretty quick, right?
I'm not a cable guy. I do audio and video production. I'm not like a... Geez.
Bullshit. Right. Tyrone gave us the TLDR.
It keeps happening. This caller keeps calling in.
Hey,
somebody trying to do something. I don't know what that is. That's not a troll. To just play white noise like
somebody from Rustle League, for sure.
Yo, a troll would never play white noise over the phone. A troll would never do that.
That was a 447 area code. Every time it's a different area code, too.
Damn.
I think they're trying to I don't know, override some shit and get on air or something. Okay, here we go. Now it's 299-228-8606. Yep.
That's probably definitely a legit number.
I'm gonna look at
that. Meep says that's Yan hacking.
Yeah,
God.
Right.
We're getting tone hacked by.
I don't even think they can do that though.
Right. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now this one's a 545 area code. Hang on a second here. Oh, he hung up. Diego hung up too. Oh wait, did I accidentally?
No, Diego.
Or did I accidentally hang up on him? Oops.
Damn, Vince, get it together, Vince.
He'll call back. He wants Mike.
Yo, Vince, but we heard you. We heard you were a cable guy, nigga. When you gonna come fix my cable?
Yeah, you gotta hook me up with
I'm
the free
not
HBO,
a cable
though.
Guy, dude.
Nah, nigga, my router's broken and shit.
No, dude, I do like video production shit. Like, if you want to make
a
video,
nigga.
Oh, you can make me a music video.
Somebody like you know, you want to make a video of somebody installing your cable? I could do that. Like, produce that for you, no problem.
What do you use? You use the Final Cut Pro?
Yeah, I use Final Cut. I can't get into the Final Cut 10. Final Cut 10 is, I don't know what the hell it is.
Whoa. You use the chroma key on the Final Cut Pro.
Steroids. Huh?
Use the chroma key.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Lord. You live it in 1994.
Yo, Vince, but seriously, yo, I'm trying to fix my router to get back on the interwebs to watch my Scott D'Avilia porn, and it's not working. Can you tell me what's wrong with it?
I would say contact your provider.
But that's the thing, you as a cable guy, and you need to tell me what's wrong with my interwebs.
Okay, you don't understand. I'm not that. No, I'm not.
He needs to get back on the information superhighway.
Nah, nigga. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to watch my Zoophilia scat porn and shit, and it's not even working.
I'm not a cable guy. I don't understand what you. Okay, whatever.
You're full of shit.
Okay, look. You guys are trying to rustle my jimmies, and it's not going to work. I'm going to take a call here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the line. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Who's that?
Apple on your bowels.
Who? Oh, is that Diego?
Yes. All right.
Did you have some connection problem?
No, why?
Oh, I don't know. You just, or did I accidentally hang up on you?
Okay. Here's. What
I think you hung up on me, you bitch.
Nah, nigga. Hold up, nigga. Hold up. I'm at my router right now, and there's some mouse chewing on the wire and shit. Vince, what do I do? Because right now I'm trying to get back on the internet.
No, see, this is what Vince does, though, when he goes do the internet and the cable job. He leaves the rats down in there with the wires so that he'll go on the wires so he get return business.
He gets return business that way. I'm not a cable guy. I can certainly hook up, cable to a TV for somebody. I could.
You
want to
hook up? Okay, I'll meet you.
I'm not employed as a cable guy, all right? I can install cable. I could. If you wanted me to come over and help hook some shit up.
You can get my TiVo going. I can't work the TiVo. I need somebody to help me.
Yeah, I could I could probably figure it out, but
a cable guy, then.
But no, that's only because TiVo. I've never used TiVo. Like, does anybody use TiVo? I thought everything had DVRs now.
I got another problem. No, yo, cable guy, I got another problem. And shit. I just poured like a bunch of 40-ounce over my router and shit. What do I do?
Get a new router.
Get a new router. Okay.
Call your provider. Get a new.
Hey,
router.
Vince. Somebody messaged me on Twitter and they said that we should talk about tits some more.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
And they said Heidi Klum.
What? Who?
Vince.
Heidi Klum.
Yeah, she's. Oh, I haven't seen hers, but from what I can tell, she's a beautiful woman and very shapely.
Vince.
What, Diego? What?
What? Can I? Do you know why it rains?
What? Do I know why it rains?
Yes.
Accumulation of moisture in the air? Well, I don't know. I'm not
this
a
is a whole new level.
No, because every time somebody smokes Jesus' dick, it rains. Because, when his cum gets burnt, it turns into fucking clouds, and then it rains on us. We're raining. It's like it's raining cum on us. God is raining his cum all over our species.
All right. You are fucking disgusting. You're going on time. This is a family show, Diego.
Y'all motherfuckers need Jesus.
I need Jesus, your wife, nigga. Jesus.
I don't know what to say. You know, I feel bad. Oh, my God. I apologize, everybody who's listening. Blackberry Kush, Blitzy, Catty Idiot, Danny Dantelion, Dougie Dougie.
Hey, yo, his name pronounced Dantalion.
Dantalion. Danny Dantalion. Dougie Doug. Oh, I already said Dougie Doug. Fat Rich. You guys have got me flustered here. Okay? I can't even see my own goddamn chat room. I'm not a fucking cable guy, right? Fat Red Dragon. Hammurabi's Code. I Eat Cake. Meep's Ghost, Melissa 13, Nyan Whale. Oh, Nyan Wall.
Why are you listing names again? Is this like a big diversion tactic because you didn't like come rain down on you from God?
One T is in the building. Randy Clemens
Vince,
in the house.
Can't quash me.
Saucy Nuts in the building. Spyco. Spyco should
I'm going to watch your roll call here.
All right, that's it. Astrid, you're on timeout for a second, too. Spyco.
Vince, what kind of movie channels you got on your TV, though?
Spyco, call in, dude. Spyco and I had a great conversation a couple of nights ago after the show. Like,
about
I think the best moments of this whole goddamn broadcast are after the show's off the air and it's just like three people left. Like when
sure
it was
they are.
Crappy and Hammurabi and I the other day, and then it was Spyco and me.
Spyco,
cool guy. Spyco, you should
like talk about
Docs
and shit. First name Docs, last name Ben.
Fucking Docs, Ben. God damn it.
So, Vince, what kind of movie channels you got on your TV?
Oh, I just have basic cable. I don't have any of the HBO crap.
But you got HD, though.
Yeah, I got HD, sure.
So how you set up the HD channels on the TV, though?
Well, you're supposed to get a special box.
So, but if you just got the basic cable, you still got to get the special box, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you seem really knowledgeable in this, Vince. You must be a cable guy.
I've gone through the rigmarole of setting it up. Of course, yeah. I mean, a lot of people. Yeah, I don't call fucking Geek Squad. That's what you.
Of course, you wouldn't. I mean, a cable guy wouldn't call Geek Squad.
No. That's why you should call Geek Squad. By the way,
fuck Geek Squad. I'll never call Geek Squad. I've got your number. I'm just going to call you, Vince.
Off a timeout.
Who's on timeout?
You were.
Oh, I was? Am I off timeout?
Hey, I have a question, like a serious question. Does Geek Squad even lift?
Finally, a real question.
Yes, and the question is, does Geek Squad even lift?
Vince,
not
I think
a chance.
I think Vince, you being a cable guy, I think you would be best to answer that.
I would wager yes, they lift. All right, we got another.
You're wrong. They don't lift at all.
Let me take this call.
Wow.
Hang on. Hey, caller, you just called in. Who's this?
It's Ms. Becker.
Ms. Becker, how you doing, darling? What's going on?
What up, girl?
One at a time.
Hey, let me holler at you.
When are you going to let me get at that?
Yeah, let me get down.
Okay, you know what? You know what? That means everybody's on timeout. You know, the lady's trying to speak.
Nah, I'm going to get at that. You watch, nigga.
It's big. Oh, I muted her, too. Oops. Sorry, Ms. Becker. All right, you're back.
I just got out of class, and I had my Subway sandwich, and now I'm fine. What did I miss?
Well, it's Big Titty Tuesday.
All right.
You have big titties, right?
I kind of do, yeah. I think I'm on the lower end of big, but yeah.
What size are yours?
I think they're D's. They're like CDs.
Like they're CD. Oh, okay.
They're like high end C's, low end D's. So, you know.
All right, cool.
I think
you are, what's it, like 36C or D? Or how does that work?
38D.
All right, that's more than a handful. You're doing good. I think of all the callers tonight, you might have the biggest of tits on Big Titty Tuesday.
Has it just been a sausage fest tonight?
It pretty much, yeah. In fact, it is a sausage fest. I've got Schmoop on the line. He's here. I got got Hammurabi's code. I got Tyrone. I got Asshurt Max.
So yeah, hey girl, hey, what up? Let me get in the digital.
Okay, it looks like Tyrone wants to holler at Miss Becker. Go ahead, Tyrone.
What up? I'm trying to holler though. I'm trying to holler at you. What your name is?
No, fuck that nigga.
Get up on my girl. Hold on. Nah, dog, I call Dill, dog.
Tyrone, go ahead, Tyrone. Go ahead. It's a lady, but you can court her on the air. No problem with that.
Nah, nigga, nah, yo, I'm trying to get that.
Hold up, Smooth, hold up.
Yo, no,
you
nigga, fuck that Smooth.
Why you card blocking, no?
All right,
nigga, card blocking, no.
I tried. Everybody, I'm sorry, no. Tyrone, you're gonna stay on.
Oh, okay. So what I wanted to see was, okay, Ms. Becker, what you know how to twerk it?
Do I know? Actually, I do know how to twerk it.
Oh, law.
I am very selective for who I twerk it for.
Well, listen, here, you like money, don't you?
No, I like sandwiches.
Well, shit, you out of luck then, shit. I tried, shit. I got principles, so I'm sorry.
Is that all you have? Is that all you have to offer is money?
No, I got principles. I can't be making no sandwich for no woman, no.
You have to make it. Buy me a Subway sandwich. I guess that's money right there. You got money to buy me a sandwich.
But see, then I have to go get in the car, and then I have to drive the Subway, go get you the sandwich, when I could just reach in my pocket and hand you some money. Is no. I got to keep my dignity in check.
Put it in between her tits.
Shut up, Diego. Tyrone's trying to spit some game on this Becca.
No, I ain't even trying it no more. It's, no.
Oh, you're not? Okay, I'm going to bring Shmoop on then. All right,
you can have it.
Yeah, Shmoop. All right, let's give Shmoop a shot. Go ahead, Shmoop.
He's broken.
Spit some game to Ms. Becker here.
Yo, Ms. Becker, all I got to say is, yo, that nigga Tyrone Week. Yo, girl, I ain't going to get you one sandwich, girl. I'm going to get you, like, three sandwiches. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm going to get you a half one, and then I'm going to get you that dick, nigga. That real black dick, nigga.
I want to try.
Yo,
Diego, please, not now.
Oh, Diego, you gotta be that Cabana boy for Vince and shit. You know, the cable guy. Boy, be working hard at your.
Yeah,
pocket.
Yeah, right. The cable guy, right? Yeah.
I'll take a shit in his sandwich.
Yeah.
Snoop already tried to get me some pizzas, but I didn't know it was coming from him, so I turned it down.
Oh, dude. Speaking of taking down, Shmoop just dropped off the air. I don't know. Shmoop, call back in, dude. He lost connection. Oh, well.
Yeah, I want to know what kind
of... He might still be listening. Go ahead. Continue.
Pardon me?
Yeah, continue.
I've lost track of where I'm at. I actually wanted to call in to argue the Viz story.
Oh, the Viz story. Yeah, we can... We talked about it a little bit, but we can go back to that. What's your thought?
What's been the discussion and consensus so far?
Meeps just said in the chat room that Shmoop was 404'd by Jan.
Wait, what? Hold
up. Let's confirm this first.
No, hold the fuck up.
What?
Yeah.
No, hold up. It ain't going down like that.
What just happened?
Oh, wait. Do I have...
Hold up.
No, I think it's...
No, that's a bunch of bullshit. That shit ain't true. Meeps, you tripping, Meeps.
What fucking bunch doses?
Meeps done trolled us.
Fucking Meeps. You made me open Twitter for nothing. All right, I think we have Shmoop back on. Go ahead, Shmoop. Is that you?
Yo, girl, I ain't 4-4-9. Yo, you gonna get it now, nigga. I'm gonna have Blitzy, nigga. That nigga, you gonna get got, nigga. You know me. You know, I love you and shit, but you gonna get got.
She ain't gonna be able to walk right for a week.
Yeah, nigga, we gonna have. Let's not give you not 12, but 13 inches, nigga. 13 inches of that dick, nigga.
He ain't gonna be nice and not put it on
your nose, nigga.
That's
gonna go all the way.
4 inches over my record so far.
So, dude. Miss Becker called in because she wanted to talk about the whole Viz legitimate rape thing.
Yo, go ahead.
What are your thoughts, Miss Becker? How do you feel about the situation? We're trying to figure out what day this happened exactly.
Apparently, happened the 5th. That's October 5th. That's what Viz is saying. He's got screenshots from October
of this
5th.
Year. October 5th of this year?
Of this year, of him talking to her autonomous partner, as she called it. So it's like an open relationship, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But this guy, what I've derived from the screenshots he put up, is this guy got jealous because she was starting to develop a relationship with Viz, but at the same time, he's telling Viz, you know, I respect her, quote-unquote, autonomy. He's basically saying, like, I respect the fact that my girl fucking you. That's the conversation. And this
TLDR, roaming radical's a fucking beta ass pussy. His girlfriend is 8 years older than him and not looking to fucking settle down with a 20-year-old, went and got some real dick from Viz.
That nigga's gay, yo.
Yes, he is.
Viz is saying the day, like, as that conversation was happening on the 5th, he was coming over for the incident that she later referred to as rape.
Yeah, basically, the reality of the situation is she felt bad after sucking and fucking Viz, then told her boyfriend, he was all, how did this happen? And she was all, I'm retarded, so Viz raped me, and now it's this thing. And, yeah, I think that's pretty much the long and the short of it, but I'll let Ms. Becker fill in the blanks.
Yeah. So I've seen on her timeline, and she sort of continued to say things to back up her claim. I don't say back up, but she said she was bleeding for 10 days after. Is she a hemophiliac? Who the hell?
No, she probably just had her period.
That too. And she doesn't know what her own period is. But it's kind of like what that implies is that it was rough. And we've already got info from Viz that Grandma was in the room next door. So was that rough to where she's bleeding?
That
for
is creepy.
Days?
That in and of itself makes the story really creepy for some reason.
Really?
Yo, man, Viz be packing that ammunition though.
With his
funny because she got raped.
Don't judge.
At his grandma's house.
Yeah.
Don't judge.
She's claiming, you know, on one hand, I said, don't stop. No. This is saying Grandma was in the room next door and she would have heard screams, and then the girl is elevating it to, you know, he fucked me so hard that I left the text. So it kind of doesn't add up that Grandma didn't overhear the screams of the girl.
Yeah,
I hear a lot of fucking if I was in my grandma's house doing all that, my grandma whooped my ass.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. It's like, what? Hey, Grandma.
And she wouldn't care. She would jump right in the bed with us and start whooping my ass.
Come over. Do you mind?
What's
that? We're going to watch TV.
What?
I'm trying to
think. Who watches TV when a chick comes over? You always use that line, but then you slap a dick on them. That's how that works.
I'm trying to get the whole scene here. I'm picturing the whole scene. You know, he like walks in at some point. Hey, Grandma. Yeah, I think I'm going to have a friend over. So if that's, yeah.
Mind if I fuck her brains out in the room?
It's easier to ask
for forgiveness than permission, Vince.
No, they're anonymous. They don't forgive, dude. Expect them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other thing I have. Now, Viz is anonymous, right? He claims to be anonymous, right?
Yeah.
But he's also in Wrestle League. But Wrestle League hates anonymous, doesn't it?
No, Viz. I mean, Vince, let me explain here. I spoke to this with Sicko some other time ago. I guess there's three sorts of anonymous. There's the one that completely laughs at every sort of human tragedy, like myself. Then you have the one that sits in the middle, which, you know, laughs at some human tragedies and, you know, has some morals. That's where Viz lands in. And then you have the complete moral fags, which are fucking boring, and, well, I don't even consider to be anonymous.
So he's a moderate. He's a moderate.
Fucking gay hippies.
All right. He's part lore fag, part moral fag.
Right.
All right. That's a walking contradiction. Although, you know what? I wish more of the moral fags would tap into their inner lulz fag. Because I think some of them get butthurt a little bit too easy.
And that's the thing, Vince. They don't realize where Anonymous originated. They don't, it's like Russell Lee, dude. Like, dude, if you come to our IRC, you better be ready to take shit. Like, if you're going to come to our IRC and ask, can I speak to someone here who doesn't troll? You're most likely going to get laughed out of the fucking channel, dude. Like,
and
like,
troll to hell.
Yeah.
You know, who comes in as like, I want to have a serious talk with somebody in Russ League, or, you know, approaches a troll like, you know, hey, you should really think about what you're saying right now, because it's not very nice. Are you fucking kidding me, faggot? You just asked for the business.
Yes. Yes.
All right, hey, let's take another. Let's take a call here. I got another caller.
I'm not
done,
man.
Oh, you're not done? Oh,
I wasn't done. Well, ultimately, what happened is between them and their stories are completely different, and I'm not going to buy that this took blood for 10 days as a result of you know, what seems to be dry fucking, but he's saying she was riding her. So there's a whole holy discrepancy there.
That's my favorite kind of rape, Ms. Becker. When chicks are riding me and I got my hands behind my head, my favorite type of rape.
Yeah. So the one thing I am fucking confused on is they made this Doc Vinso show account 2 weeks ago. This chick knows who Viz is, has his info, and they're saying, oh, he was so tricky to track that it took 2 weeks to dox him. So there's a huge contradiction there that threw me off from the start.
Nah, dude, she's just anonymous. They're all just anonymous. They couldn't even do it with a fucking home address.
Yeah. So there's been shit off about this since the start. So ultimately, it's like what happened is between them, and no one's gonna know. But you know, I'm biased for Vince on this one because. Her
shit
is just not lining up for me.
It was
36D?
38D. The
38D.
Oh, nice.
48D. Damn, bro. Them some big titties, nigga. I'm gonna get you like 4 Subway sandwiches, bro. 4 footlongs, nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, let's
did anyone else notice on this? She posted a hospital report saying that she was sexually assaulted and had vaginal bleeding. In addition to that, first of all, let me say you can have a doctor say you were sexually assaulted, but that doesn't mean you didn't give consent. That just means someone fucked you. Like people saw sexual assault and was like, oh my god, there's a proof. No, that's proof that you were fucked. That's all that means. So that's my first call. Second of all, did anyone else notice that she had fucking chlamydia meds on that shit? And has anyone told Biz to get fucking tested? Because that shit concerned the fuck out of me.
Oh, shit.
That's
you
awesome.
Just took this to another level.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, you know
what this is?
That bitch
this
got tested for real, nigga.
I'll tell you what this is. This is payback for every time he blue waffled somebody.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. He blew off a lot of my niggas and shit, and they go kill themselves and shit. I tell yo, Viz, that ain't right, homie. So that dude probably got AIDS from the bitch who got AIDS, who got raped, which is funny. And now everybody's going to get AIDS. Rest in peace, nigga.
All right, let me take this Skype call. This person's been waiting a long time, very patient. This is Luna's Awesome. Go ahead, Luna's Awesome. You're on.
Oh, damn, nigga. What's good, Luna?
Hey, what's going on?
She's calling all the way from Amsterdam.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
All the way from Amsterdam.
What's going on with you tonight?
Ooh, I see Diego's boobs.
Okay, I'm sorry. What size boobs?
Diego is literally trying to lick his own nipple right now in Tiny Chat.
What are you talking about?
That's what I was saying.
I don't know.
FYI, Vince, Luna's got huge titties. Like, legit.
Oh, yeah. Like, what?
Yo, she was showing them off in the Tiny Chat one day, I'll remember.
Oh, no. She's in the Tiny Chat? Can you guys?
No, she ain't in the. Well, she in there, but she ain't showing the boobies now. But
I'm in the Tiny Chat. Really, you want to see my face and stuff?
Just screen grab some stuff next time that happens and send it
to
me.
Oh, don't worry. I got video.
Oh, yeah.
We got video.
Dude. Totally into that. So what else is going on, Luna? Is awesome.
Not much. Just
I am watching Diego started. Make man cleavage. This is unbelievable.
All right. No, I'm trying to have a conversation here with Luna. I don't want to know what the fuck Diego's doing in Tiny Chat. That's disgusting.
Fuck you.
I'm trying.
You're so sweet, though.
Lunaz, I still didn't hear. What size bra do you wear?
F.
Did you say F?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
fuck.
Wow.
She ain't even lying.
What did she just say?
Like they ran out of numbers. Once you hit like F, they run out of numbers, huh? That just means big.
Yeah.
This bitch is fucking big, nigga.
Damn. Do you have pics?
Yeah.
Is there any way you can post them in the chat for us?
Yo.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna do that.
Okay. Well, maybe another time.
We'll send you some, Vince. Don't worry.
All right. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Yeah, nigga, we bros.
Yeah, you guys, I really appreciate that. All right, let's take on another caller here. Another person anxiously waiting. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, Miles?
Yeah, you're on. Who's this?
This is Tyrell.
Hey, Tyrell, what's happening, man? What's on your mind tonight?
Shit, about to hit the clock.
I'm sorry, Tyrell. We're getting some weird background lights. What was that?
Oh, no, I said I'm cousins with Tyrell.
You're cousins with Tyrell? There's no Tyrell here. There's Tyrone here.
Yeah, but I'm Tyrell's cousin.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay, Tyrell's cousin. What's up?
I'm calling about Sand Dollar Nipples.
Oh yeah, you're a fan of the big sand dollar, the big fat areola.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, nigga.
Yo, oh wait, man. I know who you talking about though.
Yeah, nigga, you ain't talking about my bitch, nigga. She got the big ass titties, nigga.
Oh hey, Desert Rose, in the chat room. Hey, Desert Rose.
What the fuck?
Meep's ghost. Still some ladies. Oh, Melissa 13. We still got some ladies in the chat room. Spike, hey Spike, oh, wake up, dude. Call in into the show. Who has paid the tap on music noise going on? Hello? Vince in the Bay. I still have. I was trying to locate who had that hideous background noise. I think it was Miss Becker, actually, because when she dropped off, it went away. I apologize for that weird moment there. Wait, is Miss Becker back? Is this Miss Becker again?
Yeah, I drove through the hill. I'm driving right now. I drove through the hill and lost connection. Did I miss something?
That's horse shit. You've got one of those old school printers with the circle holes in the sides. Deep called it.
R.I.P. nigga.
Is somebody playing like YouTube videos or something in the background? Could you stop that, please? No. Yeah, you keep playing that surprise nigga. You know, I don't appreciate that. That's.
Is that guy white?
We're trying to do quality radio here, if you don't mind.
Quality radio.
Yeah,
that's why.
What are you talking about, Diego?
You.
Oh, Tyrell just bailed. Thanks for coming out, Tyrell. I appreciate it. All right, you know what? I got to take a break. I need to fap to the image of Lunaz and Ms. Becker's boobies.
What about me, you fucker?
All right, you know, you're going on hold. I just can't deal with you right now, Diego. I'm doing a show dedicated to big titties, and we've got a nice set of racks here. Lunaz and Ms. Becker in the house. I'm going to imagine them pouring baby oil over their mounds and slithering them together.
Yo, you know what would be better? If you imagine them pouring some 40 afro over them and shit.
Yeah, we could do that too.
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, hey, Schmoop.
Yo.
How about for this break? You made a request the other day about playing this old Fox 11 clip of Anonymous.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is kind of like circa 2007 when like probably one of the first news reports of Anonymous ever.
Right, right. I mean, like the reason why I wanted to play it is so that the people who don't completely understand where Anonymous came from in the first place, they kind of do understand, and where they do understand where my humor comes from.
Yeah. Yeah, because originally it was just all lulz fags. The whole moral fag thing didn't exist.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's until Scientology popped in and people like fucking Mike Vitale popped in. He was like, well, I'm Mike Vitale and you can call me Anonymous. That guy is just fucking retarded, dude.
Right on.
But,
all right. So we're going to play a clip. This is an old school clip. You might recognize a little snippet of it here and there because it was used in the We Are Legion documentary, which I'm the director of on my show a couple weeks ago. Go in the archives, check that out. And I think it just came out on DVD as well, with some bonus material, which I'm kind of curious about. Anyway, we're going to take a break. This is a little flashback to the roots of Anonymous here. On Blog Talk Radio. Vince in the Bay, give us a call, 347-826-7667.
They call themselves Anonymous. They are hackers on steroids, treating the web like a real-life video game, sacking websites, invading MySpace accounts, disrupting innocent people's lives. And if you fight back, watch out. Fushiman tracks down the hacker gangs in this Fox 11 investigation.
Jesus, hacker gangs?
Destroy. Die. Attack. Threats from a gang of computer hackers calling themselves Anonymous.
I've had 7 different passwords and they've got them all so far.
They attack innocent people like an internet hate machine.
We are Anonymous. We are strong. We do not forgive. We do not forget.
Those who fight back face death threats. Anonymous has even threatened to bomb sports stadiums.
I believe they're domestic terrorists.
Their name comes from their secret website. It requires anyone posting on the site to remain anonymous. MySpace users are among their favorite targets, people like David.
And the next thing I know, I had a bunch of naked guys on my profile.
Anonymous hacked his site and plastered it with gay sex pictures. His girlfriend left him.
She thought that I was cheating on her with guys.
They crashed his computer with a virus and used his own email to infect everyone on his friends list.
Out of 90 friends, it killed 32 of my friends' computers.
Now, David was apparently just a random victim. We found his MySpace password on an underground hacker site linked to Anonymous. There are literally thousands of stolen passwords on that site. And victims are left wondering, why is all this happening to me?
They will tell you. We want to create chaos and disorder and ruin people's lives.
This hacker, who wants us to hide his identity, spent months checking out sites linked to Anonymous.
They get laughs. They enjoy doing this. They get what they call lulz.
Lulz is a corruption of LOL, which stands for laugh out loud. Anonymous gets big lulz from pulling random pranks. For example, messing with online children's games like Habbo Hotel. The pranks are often anti-Semitic or racist and always posted on the internet. But truly epic lulls come from raids and invasions branded on the Anonymous websites with an I, like their nationwide campaign to spoil the new Harry Potter book ending.
Attention children, Voldemort kills...
Their most notorious stunt, a bomb threat against 7 football stadiums, which drew national media attention.
The claim is that trucks loaded with radioactive material would be detonated in the stadiums.
One man was arrested last year after posting the threat, now thought to be a hoax. He's pleaded not guilty and awaits trial. This hacker finally got fed up.
I decided to either shut them down or stop them or simply prevent as many raids as possible.
Anonymous branded him as a lulz killer, accusing him of ruining their fun.
They said they would rape me, they would kill me.
This mother's also fighting Anonymous. Her whole family's been under attack.
They posted pictures of all of us.
Anonymous also posted their home address and phone numbers.
Pretty much said that you've got the information now. Do what you need to do. Go, go, go.
Death threats started pouring in.
Your heart is breaking. You need to keep your family safe.
She installed electronic security, a phone tracing system, and bought a dog. Then she started tracking down Anonymous members, called in the FBI, but fears they won't act until it's too late.
Would you do something about it if one of us ended up dead? Probably.
Some victims told us they just hope Anonymous will get bored and forget about them. But insiders say, don't count on that.
According to Krita, they never forget.
Phil Schumann, Fox 11 News. We'll be right back.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say.
Oh, stop yeah. Hating stop in hating the in the Bay. CD, by the way. Just listen deck, to what Selassie say. What say. That's right. Stop hating in the Bay, everybody. And everything will be okay. It's Big Titty Tuesday, and we're taking calls about boobs. Melons, cans, whatever you want to call them, breasts. It's pretty much a breast love fest this evening. And we've also been talking about rape and legitimate rape as well. But anyways, back to boobs. I want to bring on a longtime BTR host. A legend of the late night airwaves. Let's give a special round of applause for Seti J. Welcome to the show, Seti J. Good to have you.
So glad to be here.
So Seti, what's up, man? Tonight's topic is big titties. What person on the planet possesses your favorite titties?
Wow, that is. That's a crazy question, man. It's so many, man. You know, it's so many people that don't have names.
Just give me a few then.
And then some people, they don't have names because all the only things that have names are their boobs to me. So I don't even know their names. I just know their boobs. But let's see. If I had to say who had some nice boobs, I just off the top of my dome. And I had to pick someone right now. Oh man, you put me on the spot here.
Somebody who's got some boobs that you like, that you're just a big fan of their boobs.
Oh well, this is not necessarily a celebrity, but
Doesn't have to be a celebrity.
Oh, it has to be a celebrity.
No, I said it doesn't have to be a celebrity. I said, on the planet.
Oh yes. Oh man, this is one chick at work. I saw, ooh-wee.
A chick at work? A chick at work?
Yes.
Oh, damn. Have you hooked up with her, or are you just...
Oh, no, her boobs. I just admire her boobs.
Yeah.
You know?
She got a butter face.
Oh, she looks nice in the face.
All right,
I'll
okay.
tell you that.
Nice. Yeah. Well, can you divulge her name?
Can I give her a name?
Her first name.
We'll just call her Big Tits Meaty.
Anyway,
that'll be her name today. Big Tits Meaty.
Big Tits McGee. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Well, Seti J, you are on live now on my panel. You're welcome to hang around. We are talking about boobies. We were talking about rape. That was kind of disturbing. But we've moved on. And now we're talking about tits. And speaking of tits, we've got Ms. Becker on the line. Ms. Becker, say hello to Seti J.
Who am I saying hi to?
Seti J.
Hey,
what's up?
Hello, Seti J.
So you say that you have...
Yeah, she's got big ones, dude. They're nice.
They're adequately sized. They're bigger. There are bigger. I gotta be humble.
She's doing good. She's got plenty. You're golden.
Okay. All
right. Are they like flotation devices?
Flotation devices? I wouldn't say that. Maybe. Maybe I was like really skinny, they'd be flotation devices, but.
Good to know.
I'd say maybe I'm big titty certified, but not like super big titty certified. So
probably got like the first level of certification there.
So they like bongos, like you can pound on like bongos.
Yeah, probably that.
I agree with City of Flint in the chat room. Hairy nips are weird. Yeah. You know what really,
like
really
coconut.
Creeps me out? You know what really creeps me out is chicks have like stray like hairs on their chin and stuff. Like they like that.
I actually got that. I gotta like pluck it all the time. It's from ovarian. Polycystic ovarian syndrome. It's a bitch, dude.
Takes me totally out of it.
Yeah, you gotta groom that shit.
Mustaches too. Sorry, it's just not happening. Okay, so we also have, speaking of boobies, we have on this Titty Tuesday, we also have Lunaz, who apparently has a size F. Is that right, Lunaz?
Yep, size F.
Well, Lunaz, say hello to Titty Tuesday. Oh, the cops are here. Her tits are so big. The fucking police, that her neighbors call the police.
Yeah, that's me, sorry.
So
I'm
I have a question. Does the F stand for fun?
Yeah, and you know what? She's got her she's calling in through Skype from, I think she's calling from Romania. And
Amsterdam.
Oh, she's calling from Amsterdam. And
Patriot Greg.
Sorry, not. Oh Jesus! Don't tell me somebody posted this shit on 4chan, you assholes. I don't even want to know. Vote for Kim. Who the hell's Kim? Dude. All right, Diego, what do you want?
Why?
Yeah, Diego, did you want something?
Am I here?
You're totally here. What did you want?
What are you talking about?
All right, never mind. Okay, Schmoop, you're back. Tyrone, you're back. Hammurabi's Code, you're back. We got 15 minutes to go. We got a full panel. It's audio spaghetti, everybody.
Okay, we have to have an orgy before these 15 minutes are over, okay? So everybody put their dicks in my ass, and then the girls.
Really? Really? Somebody? One of you guys is going to soundboard me. Is that you, Miss Becker?
You got it. Come on.
Jesus Christ. You want to know who that was? Guess who that was. Everybody in the chat room, guess who that was. I muted everybody. I figured out who it was. These are the people that are on the chat board. Who were just on. I just muted everybody and finally located the culprit. These are your options. The person that played the 40-ounce fucking fail off the speakers soundboard attempt? Was it Diego, Seti J, Ms. Becker, Lunaz, Schmoop, Tyrone, or Hammurabi's Code? Who do you think was the one that was responsible for that soundboard? Or taking, okay, a lot of people think it was Ms. Becker. One thinks Diego. Nigger thinks Diego. Melissa 13 says Schmoop. Seti J says Diego. XUOut says the Jester. Melissa says or Tyrone. Nyan Whale says maybe Tyrone. get your votes in quick, because I'm going to bring them back on. But yeah, you win something. Yes, if you get it right, you win something. If you don't, if nobody guesses the right person, that person will get a prize. Viz did it. It says 1T. City of Flint, I think, says Schmoop. All right. Nigger's asking if he can rape someone. No, you can, no raping in my chat room, please. I feel like my chat room's violated enough. Oh, hey, Jewish producer. Thanks for coming through. Another BTR late night stalwart. Okay, final votes. This is your last chance to guess. Somebody just soundboarded. This is the song they were trying to do. Let me find it. D12. That was that fucking D12 40-ounce song, you pieces of shit. They were doing this song. Hello? All right, there you get the idea. All right, so somebody called in, somebody who was already on the board, I named the names, Diego, Seti J, Ms. Becker, Lunaz, Schmoop, Tyrone, and Hammurabi's Code. All those people were on the board. Who was playing that song, that disgusting 40-out song that Eminem, I don't know what it is. All right, I guess that's all the votes. All right. Well, you know what? You all were wrong. I'm sorry. Nobody got it right. At least not that I saw. I don't think anybody guessed correctly. Yeah, so you all lose. I'm now going to unmute the culprit, and he is going to apologize for his actions. Go ahead. You're unmuted. Go ahead. I can hear your music in the background. Hint, hint. Background. All right, he's not talking. It was Hammurabi's Code, everybody. Hammurabi's Code was playing that soundboard. All right. Okay, so Diego.
Hi.
Oh, God.
What?
Diego. All right.
Are you a homophobe?
No, I live in the Bay. I'm totally tolerant.
You live in the Bay, me too. Bay Area and California?
Yeah, yeah.
Where? I'm not Gmail.
Oh, God. Shit, what was I going to say?
San Francisco Bay Area, North Bay, East Bay, South Bay, West Bay.
I grew up in the South Bay. And I've lived in all...
Where? San Jose? Campbell?
And I've lived in the East Bay. I lived in the city. The only part of the Bay Area I haven't lived in is North Bay, like Marin.
How you suck. I live in the North Bay.
So you're that's why you sound like such a self-entitled snob.
Fuck off, no. I'm not a snob, trust me. I'm Mexican. I can't be a snob.
All right, so you wanted an audio orgy, right?
Yeah, let's do an orgy.
Okay. Well, for the next, we got 7 minutes to go here. We're going to end the show with audio spaghetti. That's where I'm going to unmute all the panelists and anybody else who calls in. If you call in now, get in on this. 347-826-7. Everybody's just going to talk, say whatever they want, talk nonsense. I don't care. Do a soundboard, don't make it too loud or obnoxious. But it'll just be audio noise, and everybody will want to rage quit, and the show will end. And I'll thank all my wonderful guests, Hammurabi's Code, Hiram, Shmoop. All right, you know, Diego, you got some serious background noise, too, so you're going on mute. I'm trying to do a quality broadcast here, and I get these amateurs that call in with the background noise. I don't know what's going on. Oh, wait, here's a new caller. Who's this? Caller, you just called in. You're unscreened. Who is this? Are you just waiting for audio spaghetti? All right, I guess you are. Okay, Diego, you're unmuted. We're going to start audio spaghetti now in just a second.
What, you muted me? I just want pee. What the fuck? I can't just pee every fucking 5 seconds. You were supposed to have me on there while I was peeing. Hello?
We didn't hear anything. Don't worry. It doesn't matter. All right, Seti J, you're on.
Fuck you.
Ms. Becker, you and your luscious boobies are on.
I need to say something before we do all this spaghetti, dude.
You better say it quick, because I'm bringing on Shmoop in a second.
Okay, fuck you, Patty idiot. All I'm saying is this bitch had chlamydia on her sheet. I don't care who the fuck it came from. That's a legitimate health concern for both of them, and I hope Viz got tested. That's all I'm fucking saying. I'm not saying one gave it to the fucking other.
Yeah, get
you.
Tested,
Viz.
Yo,
they gave it to Viz. She's going to die right now.
Everyone just go get fucking tested right now.
You're right. You're right. Everybody get tested.
Motherfucking tested. Test that shit.
You're going to die of AIDS, female.
Everybody,
female,
you have to.
Fucking dick. All right,
yeah.
I'm done. Fuck you, catty idiot. Go fuck yourself.
You're going to die of AIDS. I just gave it to you.
Me or him?
All right. Anyways, Shmoop, you're back. Tyrone, you're back. Hammurabi. Tyrone, with the white noise. What the fuck's that about? All right, that's a fail soundboard. I don't know what the fuck that is. Oh, my God. Calling in from New York, nigga. Okay, go ahead, call in.
Call in.
Told you that was Tyrone, man.
Dude, you guys have all been trying to wrestle my
time.
No, we're not.
Nobody's trying to wrestle anything. We just came to hang out, Vince. Talk about important stuff.
Oh,
otherwise
no.
Known as serious business.
Question here from Scott. Vince Gill.
How
do you hate everyone on one show? I think we had I want to thank Shmoop and Lunez for calling in. They dropped off.
Yeah.
It was fun having them on. Big ups to them. 1T is right. It was over 9,000. You're correct. That's how badly I hate him on my show. And by hate, I mean love. I love making fun to all of you. And I think
audio spaghetti. Why isn't that happening?
I don't know. It just has to happen after.
Because he was doing roll call and shit.
I've been like
the third time.
No, dude, I didn't. I was not
doing
roll
call.
Yeah, we aren't talking about serious business, Vince. It's Big Titty Tuesday, and you didn't have any serious Big Titty business planned out.
There's a
role that's a big titty. Just don't rate anybody. And get tested.
Can you hear?
Tyrone, not making noise. What's up?
Wait, is that the D40 song going through the white noise?
Yeah, what the hell is that noise? Tell him something. That...
I got him sleeping so loud. You know my lady got swagger, I'm on that ass shit now. I'm fucking 1,008 minutes out your period late. First Janet go boom, boom, boom.
Tyrone, Ms. Becker, Steady J.
Six, 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 six.
Everybody has to call in or listen. I appreciate it. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VincentBay. Yeah. That. Diego.
What's 40 at?
Diego, you fucking cock knocker.
Yeah, I don't think that's
going to work. I am a cock sucker. Can I suck your cock?
I did not say suck, I said knock. Button. God, you just pound everything. Buttons, assholes, it doesn't fucking matter. You're pounding it.
Yes, I pound the floor. I pound the floor. I fucking put cracks in the floor. You hear me?
God damn it. Brony, you're trying to phone hack my cell.
He's pressing buttons. I was like,
okay. I apologize. This is a little bit. Oh.
My faggot ass is about to give the person who's ever pressing buttons AIDS.
Yeah. All right. Everybody shut up. Thanks, everybody. We're going to sign off here in 10
Vince,
seconds.
Vince, I just gave you AIDS, you fucker. Okay.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Oh, my God.
Yo, Vince, you there?
Hard work. Is Vincent there? Determination. Vincent, are you done? Vincent, I can ask my fucking ass. You there?
shreds. Well, I figured out what will get rid of... Okay, Hammurabi's code. You got some serious feedback, dude. So it's just me and you, Tyrone. Yeah, so I found out that Buckethead... Oh, Tyrone's gone, too. All right. Anyway, Hammurabi, are you there? Hello? Okay, well... I don't know what's going on. They dropped off, but yeah, right on. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. This is the overtime edition. Just a little house cleaning. I want to thank all the people that hung out to the end, especially Caddy Idiot, Danny D'Italion, Hammurabi's Code, Eat Cake, Melissa 13, Nigger, and X You Out. And that was a fantastical program, Big Titty Tuesday. I don't know if I'm going to do this every Tuesday. But we had some well callers and chat chatters, no doubt. That was quite exciting. Oh, good times. So, yeah, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. They're doing some tiny chat. Russell League Tiny Chat. Oh, big ups to X You Out. I will not be partaking in Tiny Chat. Do not particularly fond of Tiny Chat, nor IRC. Although today I was quite entertained on IRC. I must say so. With the Russell League IRC, they are fun. They are wild. They are crazy. You got to be careful when you go in there. But I was thoroughly entertained. I was there for, I don't know, maybe an hour or two. It's good times over there. The address is on their Twitter account, at Russell League. Go on their IRC. Just beware. Stepping into the lion's den there. But it's entertaining, no doubt. As was some of tonight's show. I apologize if we didn't bedazzle you. As much as you might have expected or hoped for. But we'll do this again real soon, everybody. Thank you for listening. I'm Vince in the Bay, signing off. Until next time, I'm going to leave you with... this song, I like this song. It's a new Muse song. Vince in the Bay, VITB for life. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay.
you very nice.